everybody, and welcome to Gothenburg, Sweden. We have our gold medal finalists. And does it surprise too many people? Does it surprise me one bit, Paul?
No, they're the two teams that we figured were the top two teams going into the tournament.
Right.
With Canada, we had pegged at number three. So Sweden and the USA in the final. But it was not easy for either one to get there.
No, it was a bit of a task tonight, I can tell you that right now. Yep. Sweden not only hosting the event, but obviously going for the gold on Friday after a solid 5-2 victory tonight over Czechia.
Yep.
Early power play goal by Jonathan Lekkerimäki, who is a very impressive player. Very, very impressive. Got his first of two. That one in the third period. Sweden now going on to their first gold medal game since 2018.
And
good for them.
Yeah, and I still can't believe they've only won two World Juniors.
I know, it's hard to believe.
That just seems wrong, doesn't it? With all the great players that have come out of Sweden, you know, the great junior players that they had. And you look back and you start looking at the World Junior Champions, and they've only won twice.
I know.
Where Finland's won five times.
I know. And Americans have won, how many Americans have won, hang on a second, let me double check here. They are making their eighth appearance in the final, and they've won five.
Yeah, so they're tied with the Finns.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, so it'll be a great final. The U.S. looked impressive at times today, the way they move the puck, the way they get around the ice. Little fortunate call that got him that power play, I would say.
It was a horrible call. You're going to call it unfortunate? It was a horrible, horrible call.
The
makeup call about a minute and a half, 2 minutes later.
It was, yeah.
It was also bad.
And made by the same guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And, ooh. Yeah.
Anyway, let's stay with the Sweden game for a minute. Let's stay with the Sweden game for a second. The other player that has impressed me all the way through the tournament is the defenseman.
Yeah.
And anytime you can have three names, I'm a big fan of anybody who's got three names. And I'm talking about Axel Sandin Pelikka.
Yep.
Draft pick of the Detroit Red Wings. I've been suffering from a bad head cold, so I did not attend today. But I watched that game. Obviously, it was on Swedish television. And was able to get the subtitles on. I was able to get American or Canadian,
English subtitles.
And Nick Lidstrom was there on the pregame show. And they were talking about Axel. Big, huge smile on his face. Well, for a couple of reasons. One, going to Detroit. But he's got a very, very Cale Makar look about him.
He's mobile.
The way he moves that puck, he was quarterback in that power play all night long and all the way through the tournament. So those two guys really stood out for me, as did their netminder, who's been fantastic.
Hugo Havlid's been great for them all the way through. We were told before the tournament started that he's been their go-to guy all the way through their U16 team, the U18 team. You know, his brother's on the team we mentioned as well. His father's coaching. So it's a family affair for them, and I'm sure they would love nothing better than to, as a family, win a gold medal for Sweden in the final. And you're right. I mean, the mobile defense, the size of the defense that Sweden has, was a huge advantage in that game. You know, the Czechs came out hard.
Yes.
You know, they played a great game, but when the Swedes finally just overpowered them in the third period and took over the game, the Czechs just couldn't skate with them anymore.
Also, the Finnish netminder, I didn't think, had his best game tonight.
The Czech netminder.
Sorry, pardon me, yes. Yeah. Staying with that game.
That first goal was a killer.
It was not a good one. But you know what? I think if you take a look at the fact we've got Sweden in the gold medal final against the Americans, I think they were the best two teams here at this event. So
it's
somewhat fitting that we would have these two teams going for the gold on Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the only other thing we were wishing for in the stands, the Swedes and the Canadians, was that the Finns would be in the final against the Swedes.
Yeah.
And that rivalry and can come back again. And the Finns beat them in the round robin. So I think the Swedes were looking forward at another crack at them. But it should be a very, you know, what you expect from the top two teams in the tournament. Should be high skill, you know, very spirited game. The Americans looked, you know, at first a little, you know, overwhelmed by the Finns. And the Finns really forechecked hard, worked hard on the boards, and they get the puck to the net.
I know.
And they're around
great individual talent, too. They've got some guys that can just burn you.
Yeah, and, you know, they get that puck to the net, and they just fight for it, and They got those quick two goals, but the United States, you know, it's very reminiscent of the game with Canada.
Yes.
Against the Czechs, where the Czechs took the lead, Canada came back and tied it, and then it was just the next goal wins.
I know.
And, you know, I was sitting there with my son, Mateo, and I'm, like, looking at him, and I'm like, okay, here we are, last 8 minutes. I think it was 8 minutes left. I'm like, it's going to come down to who scores, and it's going to be just whatever. And then, of course, the penalty happens, and it's a power play goal.
Yeah.
And unfortunate for them, I think, in terms of the two teams that are probably the most sour about the way that they lost in this tournament. Number one, Switzerland.
Yeah, they kind of got hosed.
And I would say Finland tonight.
You know, the funny part for me, and I've talked with a lot of people here in the room the last couple of days, I think through the tournament, I thought the officiating was really good. But here in this playoff round, it's like the officials have been too scared to let things get too out of control and let the teams decide it, which is unfortunate. We've had late penalty calls that I'm thinking, you got to let that go. Put the whistle away in that final. It better be, it's the old joke about there's got to be a handgun involved if you're going to call it. You know, it's the only way that you should be calling penalties in that last 10 minutes. If you take a look at the Stanley Cup playoffs, generally that's the way it goes. It's got to be blatant.
Yeah, it's got to be a scoring chance or something like that.
And the two tonight in particular in the U.S. game with Finland, those two penalties, the first one should never have been called.
The second one
is atrocious.
Yeah.
That's an atrocious makeup call.
Yeah.
But you know what? We see it frequently with some of the European officials, and hey, I know
that they blew the icing.
I know it's
at the end of the game. They blew the icing. Then you have to have a face-off at center ice.
I know.
And the Finnish coach was just livid.
Well, it shouldn't have been icing.
No, it should not have been icing.
And so they brought it to center ice. They should just let it go. But hey, well, listen, I don't like talking about the officials.
No, it's part of the game, and they're the third team on the ice, and they impact the game as well. But you know, let's face it. You let it come down to, like we talked with Canada, let it come down to the last 2-3 minutes where one shot could win it all. You're basically throwing it to the hockey gods to make a bounce go your way and make it decide. And unfortunately, that call helped decide it. The Americans had to score on the power play as well. They weren't gifted a goal.
And they did.
And they did.
Yep.
And that was the game. And the Finns did get an opportunity at the end on the power play. And with the goalie pulled, they had it 6-on-4.
Yep. Great save, by the way, by the American netminder.
He just couldn't get the puck up.
Just got a piece of it. Just got enough of it to deflect it wide. But, it, listen, like I said, I don't like dwelling on stuff like that when I thought the game was pretty entertaining. You and I talked about this. I think this goes back to maybe the month of November. We talked about the Americans were going to basically just roll through their group.
Yep.
And we wondered how would it be if they ran into a little adversity at some point. They ran into it tonight in the first period, and I think they came through that with true colors.
Well, like I said, it was very reminiscent of the Canada game where Canada was down 2-0 at the end of the first period. Then they stormed back in the second, tied the game. And I thought the third was pretty even back and forth, the chances until those power play opportunities. And, you know, what are you going to say? Like we said before, those are the top two teams coming in. They're the top two teams in the final, so it's not unexpected.
No.
I think it's unexpected that we have the Czechs and the Finns in the bronze medal game.
That might be a little surprising.
And it might be an interesting game. You know,
you
have two teams
be.
That are maybe not super offensive ability, but they work hard. They're big teams. They're aggressive. They work the boards really well. I think that's going to be a tight game as well and a very entertaining game. And then the final would just be, man, can you imagine if Sweden went at home?
Yes, I can, actually. I think it'll be a nut house in there.
It'll be crazy, that game.
Suddenly tickets are a hot commodity already, we're hearing.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised to hear that. So the Scandinavian will be jumping.
Yeah, and the Swedes love their hockey. I mean, let's face it. And, you know, overall for the tournament, it's been a great tournament organizational-wise. They've done a great job in hosting. And the city is beautiful. We really enjoyed the city. And
The weather turn, because I noticed the canal out front was frozen today, and it hasn't been all week.
But I mean, let's face it, -8, -9. I think as Canadians,
we can handle it.
And I think we've been very fortunate with the temperatures prior to that, around zero.
Oh yeah.
And from talking to the group,
few of us are going home with colds, so I can tell you it's been pretty crazy. Right.
It's about the time of the tour when you know, colds and those things start to spread a little bit. That's the way it goes.
I know, absolutely. Okay, so we have, obviously, the bronze medal game is going in the afternoon, 3 o'clock Swedish time.
Yep.
And then the gold medal game goes at 7:30 Swedish time on Friday night. And then it all wraps up. That'll be it.
Yeah, that'll be it. And like we said, two great teams in the final. I don't really know who to give the edge to, Britt.
Well,
Swedes are at home.
If they get the jump, the crowd will be with them. If they don't get the jump, then the pressure's on them.
Yeah.
I think that it's probably an easier game for the Americans to play than it will be for the Swedes.
Yeah, that first goal, I think, is going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And, walking around the stadium and seeing all the yellow.
Yep.
All the fans. Very polite as well.
Yes, they are.
Very good with our people.
They apologized, actually, after they beat us. And I thought, how Canadian?
Yeah.
They said they were sorry.
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay.
No, very
we're
nice
pretty good
people.
At that.
Very nice people. And taking a lot of photos with our group and just enjoying themselves. They love to sing. They love to be involved in the game throughout the game. And I think the atmosphere has been fantastic, and I think the atmosphere is going to be great in the final with all the Swedes there and the home team. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great final.
The constant drumbeat will be in evidence, obviously, on Friday night. Hey, we've had some interesting, wacky, crazy stories that have happened here this week. The one that has entertained me no end is we met a guy at a breakfast. And somebody knew immediately who he was. He's the guy wearing the white outfit with the camera.
Oh, my God. You know what? I could tell you a story that you don't know, Bryn.
Please, go ahead.
I was in line at McDonald's at the rink.
Yeah?
I turn around, and he's behind me.
In his white gear?
No. But he told me he wears shorts under that white gear. Because I turn around and said, aren't you hot in that white gear? And he's like, it's very hot.
Yeah.
And he says, that's why I wear shorts.
Okay.
And he was getting his McDonald's in between games. And I asked him, I go, do you want to be on our podcast tonight? He goes, no, I want to be anonymous.
Yeah. Well, you remember at the last event, there were fans in Canada that were dressed up as this guy.
Yes.
So it's really, at the breakfast, people said, is that the guy who's going around with the camera all dressed in white?
Yeah.
It's funny what people pick up on.
Yeah.
I love it. I thought it was pretty entertaining. He just didn't want to even.
He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, very nice guy. But he likes his anonymity.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't want to hang around.
No.
So, you know who this guy is? This is the guy who's the camera guy all in white.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty funny. But there's all sorts of interesting stories. We'll obviously be telling these because we're, you know, I know this event will be over, but we'll do a bit of a recap also probably, in a couple weeks from now.
A couple weeks when we get back.
Yeah exactly.
Sure.
And I'm starting to hear some interesting stories from everybody. On our episode tomorrow, we're inviting people to come up as we kind of do a summation on how everything's gone. We'll see whether or not some people want to share some of their experiences here. But I will tell you, the experience for me with the Swedes has been just spectacular. Everybody has been so polite, so friendly.
They don't even take cash from you.
No, they don't. It's the other thing. You're the one who warned me about this, and that is the fact that you will not spend money here in traditional form. It will be cashless. It will all be done via a tap, or I use my phone, my iPhone. I'm taking back almost as much money as I brought because I just haven't been able to use it.
Hopefully, they don't change the currency like they did on me 1 year.
That happened?
Yeah, they.
That happened?
They just canceled the old currency, brought out a new one.
And then
all the banknotes, the old banknotes.
And they were worth nothing?
Well, you had a certain amount of time to send them in and change them. Well, I didn't have a tour to Sweden during that time.
Okay, I gotcha. So you lost all that?
Well, I still have it. I haven't lost it, but it's not worth anything.
All right, that's interesting.
It's not worth the paper it's printed on.
Apparently not.
Literally.
I did get some Canadian money back, though, a couple days ago, and it's interesting to feel the polymer money again, right?
The plastic.
Yeah, the plastic money again, so there's that.
And we can't pay, you can only pay by plastic here.
I know.
But their money isn't plastic.
But it's not plastic. Hey, there was a comment we were talking about in an earlier podcast, and I said to you, it feels like the games are longer this year than they have been in the past. Did a little homework and stumbled on this. That is absolutely correct. The games are running longer. They said that the average World Junior Hockey Championship game in 2014, for example, was 2 hours and 20 minutes. By the time they get to 2019, it had gone to 2:29. And this year, the games are going 2 hours and 37 minutes. And the reason why they're doing that is that they've added a couple of minutes longer on the intermissions.
Yeah.
And the TV timeouts are a little longer than they used to be. Or the, what do they call them? The power, what is it, the power break?
Power breaks is what they call it. Yeah.
So there is a reason why the games are running just a little bit longer. So there's that. Anyway, 15, 17 minutes for the intermissions. And also, we've had numerous video replays this time. And they're not rushing those replays. They're taking their time to get it done.
Some of them were quite lengthy.
Yes, they were.
And I would say even too lengthy.
Yeah.
Because it just sucks the, you know, that whole atmosphere out of the crowd. When you have a goal, especially a goal by the Swedes, the home team, or the Canadians, you know, the people that are in the stands that make up the general overall majority of the fans in the stands, you get a goal, then you have a replay. Okay, fine. The replay should last maybe a minute, but when it starts going 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, it just sucks the whole energy out of the game. I wish that they would have somebody independently checking the goals.
Yeah.
Rather than having the referees
and have a horn go like in the NHL, kind of thing.
You don't need the referees to go do it if you have a video replay guy.
Yeah.
You know, soccer has a video replay guy. They still make the referee go over, which I don't understand why.
Yeah.
If you have a video replay guy, he can make the decision.
The other thing is the glass is a little shorter here.
It is.
And so more pucks are flying into the crowds. So that's also meant there have been more face-offs at this event than there have been over the last five events. So I thought, well, okay, that explains it. Because as I said, I was finding it a little different. Another little trivia fact for you. The official capacity of the Scandinavium is 12,044.
Yep.
And at Frölunda Borg, it is 6,044. What's the common thing there?
44.
Yes. And do you know what the significance of the number 44 is?
No.
What's the main team that plays here?
Frölunda.
Yes. What year do you think that they were established?
1912.
No, 44, Paul. Come on. I can't lead him any more than that. Anyway, so there was that. Now, they're not playing to 12,044 now because they've had to take some seats out for media and that kind of thing.
Yes.
But the year 1944 represents...
interesting.
...when Frölunda was established as a hockey club. And so it's been fun. It's been a fun event.
It's been a good event.
I've really enjoyed it.
And... it ends quickly. You know, it seems like we just got here.
And the first week seems like two, and this last week seems like it's about 3 days.
Well, you know, at the beginning, we're doing so many activities every day that days just fly by. And you're at the rink, you watch the games, you come back, you're up early, you're doing something, you're at the rink, you're up early again the next day, and it's just a cycle for about a week. And then all of a sudden you get to these last three games, the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals. And that's when it hits you that, oh, my God, it's ending.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
It's fast, you know, and a lot of people won't realize how much we've seen on the tour and have done on the tour until they get home and start going through all the photos.
Yeah.
And that's when you really start going, oh, gee, I remember that, I remember that, I remember that, I remember that, and I can't believe we did all that.
Well, we're going to do a little summation on the entire trip coming up on our Friday show. Let's now talk about the gold medal matchup with Sweden and the U.S.
Yeah.
Who you got? Now, just call it the way you see it. I know that you're going to try to convince yourself that Sweden can win this, and they could.
And they could.
But...
they got to score first.
Sure they do.
And, you know, looking at the Americans today, there's a lot of talent on that roster.
I know.
And they move the puck extremely well. They get themselves in good positions. You know, the goaltending, after he let in those two goals, he was solid.
I thought so as
and
well.
And kept him in the game.
Yep.
Until they came back and won it. And their defense is very mobile. We talked about the Swedish defense mobile.
Yeah.
The American defense is extremely mobile. And they got some shooters, which is something that Canada lacked.
Yeah, no offensive punch for Team Canada. That's why they punched out early.
Yeah.
So,
they might have more higher-end talent than the Swedes at the forward position. Defense, maybe give a nod to Sweden, although the Americans are right there. And then in goal, Havlid has been good.
I think he's been solid. Could steal a game. Could easily steal the game, I think.
And, you know, he's not very big, which when you look at him, you're like, okay, maybe they can go high on him. But you know what?
I don't know.
He covers this. He's very calm in the net, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a guy that's, you know, diving all over the place. So I think it's going to be pretty evenly matched. Who would I like to see win? That's a different story. I would like to see the Swedes win at home.
Sure.
That would be great for them to win their third
fun atmosphere, too, right?
And it would be fun after the game as well.
Yeah, even though we're only here for a couple of hours
It would not shock me at all if the United States wins tomorrow.
Correct. I see the Americans. Well, I picked the Americans way back in November to win. I still think they're going to. Would I love to see an upset? Absolutely, I would. I think it would be just electric. The building would just be so much fun. So, and pass over that mic here for a second. Not that one, the other one. Let's just kind of ask the crowd. You can do this. Ask the crowd by applause who they're cheering for tomorrow, okay? So just throw it out there.
Okay, guys, I want you guys to tell me by applause.
Yeah, here we go.
Who thinks Sweden is going to win the gold medal tomorrow?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Who thinks the United States are going to win the gold medal tomorrow? That's a hostile crowd.
It's an ugly crowd. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we know how our group is going to be cheering in the big gold medal matchup. Is there anything else? I know that you've been talking to various people. We all have, from various organizations. And I've got to say, it's been a pleasure to be talking with the TSN folks who've been sharing the hotel with us. They've been so kind with their time.
Absolutely.
And conversely, having talked, in particular talking with Craig Button and also with Dennis Bayak in particular, I said, how was our group? Were we too much in your face? And they laughed and they said, no, your group has been fantastic. They've really enjoyed their time here. But the TSN folks here at the hotel have been great. Other thing we should mention now is the hotel.
Yeah.
The hotel people have been sensational.
And they reached out to me saying that we're one of the best groups they've ever had.
Yes.
That we're very polite. They've really enjoyed interacting with our group. They've enjoyed wearing our gear. The hotel, we made jerseys for them with the Radisson Blue on it that they've been wearing, their staff. They were very happy to get some of our toques and scarves and mitts for some of their staff. Some took home to their kids. And one guy told me, Paul, since I gave it to my son, he's never taken it off. So, you know, you love to do that kind of stuff as well to show, you know, that we appreciate the efforts that they've made for us.
Yeah.
Because when we come over and we do one of these events, we do have quite a few things that we request.
Right.
And one of them was the bear pit, which we're in right now.
Yeah, this has been fun.
When we arrived, it was already decked out.
I know.
With flags and everything. They've done a great job with that. And then afterwards, we've had quite a few of our people hanging flags from their balconies. We're in an atrium. The hotel has a huge atrium with the breakfast area down on one end. And then on the other end, there's this riser where we have this bear pit. And, you know, just a fantastic venue for us. The rooms have been great.
Yes.
The breakfasts have been great. The food here in the bear pit has been very good, which is, you know, why we have, you know, almost a full house again tonight.
Yep, jammed.
And like I say, the people have been bending over backwards to help us and do whatever we need to make sure that we have the best possible stay and the best possible atmosphere for our group.
How do people get a hold of you? Because we see this all the time. People are wondering, when are you going to do the next tour to the World Juniors? Are you doing other holiday tours, that kind of thing? Just tell everybody about that.
Well, when I get back, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to put up a page for Finland 2027.
Okay.
And Czech Republic 2028.
Right.
And on that page, people can just register to get on our priority list.
Okay.
So that when we go ahead and are ready to, usually we do it a year in advance, we start taking deposits for tours, they can do that. In the meantime, we have a bunch of other tours that we do that people can maybe join. We have a tour to Italy coming up. We have a tour to Portugal. We do tours to Croatia. We do tours all over Europe. And some of them are open for people to join.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have our private tours that we don't put on our website, like some of our corporate tours. We do tours for colleges like Mississippi State University. We do tours for, you know, hockey teams that are, you know, complete, but we also have youth hockey teams that we put on there that are looking for players. We have old-timers groups that we take over that are looking for players.
Do you use that term, old-timers? Do you go with vintage?
Vintage or old-timers. They're okay with either.
Okay.
And we have a group for them that are going to Sweden, Finland, and Estonia next September. So,
nice.
You know, once you get on our priority list, we send out a newsletter every few months letting you know what's coming up, as well as our podcasts. You know, our podcasts are going to continue after the World Juniors and are going to feature some of the upcoming tours that we have and things that we have, you know, for sports fans as well.
Okay.
So stay tuned. If your favorite NHL team might be going to Europe, we might be taking a group.
That'd be kind of fun.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Hey, you've thanked a lot of people here. There's somebody, you can send comments to us. Somebody wants to thank you.
Oh.
And hey, is Leanne here? Leanne, are you here? I can't. Anyway, Leanne was kind enough to, she says, this has been a wonderful experience. Thanks, Paul. Randy and I will definitely be doing another trip with you. Croatia cruise would be wonderful.
Yeah, well, Croatia cruise is on my list for the fall of 2025.
Wow, there you go.
Absolutely.
Same time of year?
Yeah, we really enjoyed it this past year.
Right.
Next year, this coming year, we're going to Portugal, and then the following year, we'll be going back to Croatia again.
Great event, I was told. It went spectacular, except for the one incident.
And what was that?
Well, there wasn't one, but it's just when you say that, people immediately go, what? There was an incident? So anyway,
I thought it was going to involve Marty.
No, okay.
He's been hanging low here.
Yeah, he's kind of flying under the radar.
I haven't seen him very much.
No, but you
Which
know what?
Which worries me.
He's usually in the back of the room now. He's just kind of, you know, supervising,
I
guess.
That's
so.
True. One other thing I would like to say is I would like to thank our bus drivers.
Yes.
And our guides from Finland. They've been fantastic as well. One of my main partners is in Finland that I do business with in Scandinavia. And the people that he's brought to help our group and manage our group and... the drivers have been just fantastic.
Excellent. Are you ready to sit back? Hey, you got a big trivia thing going on next,
too. Yeah, we do Bear Pit trivia every evening here, which has become a fun thing with the crowd.
Yes.
So we have 10 contestants. We have 20 questions, multiple choice.
We've gone plenty long enough on this thing, and so I want to thank everybody for tuning us in, wherever you are tuning us in tonight, whether it's in the hotel here in Gothenburg or someplace on Vancouver Island or someplace in the middle of Ontario, northern Quebec. Somebody has got to be watching in Prince Edward Island, although they've never really joined us on this trip. Maybe next time in 2027.
Yeah, and tomorrow we'll try to get people from across the country on for a few minutes just to let us know how they're doing.
All right, well, let's get the heck out of here, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, so that's pretty much it. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. All right, Bear Pit trivia coming up. I can hardly wait.
That's right.
All right.
You can't win, Brent.
Okay. I don't qualify. That's it. Have yourself a good night. Talk to you later.